Today's Amud for Chazara is Yavamos Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Beis by the first wide line, Amr Reb Chiya Bar Abba. So says the Gemara, Amr Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan Boi, Rabbi Yochanan Ad Shailo. Hamachzer Gushasai Mishanisei Sarasa Mahu. Again, this case of Machzer Gushasai, where Reuven divorced Rachel, she got remarried, and then ultimately married again to Reuven, but Isser. And Reuven's also married to Shprinza. So what's the halacha of Shprinza? What's the halacha of the tzara of the Machzer Gushasai? So Amar Lei Ravami, Ravami said to Rabbi Yochanan, V'tibay lachi gufa. Why are you asking about the tzara, about Shprinza? Ask about Rachel, ask about the master, the grusha herself. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says back, that no, he gufa like a mibayli. I don't have any shailas about Rachel, that mean the kavachimer. But mutter la asura, but asura la kol shekin, if she became asur to Reuven, who she was originally mutter to, so in kol shekin, she's asur to Shimon, who she was always asur to, al teishasach. Lakikami Baili Tsarasa. I want to know about the Tsara Mai, what's her din? Mi alum kavuchomer la midchi tsara eloi. Does this kavuchomer go so far as to patter the tsara, or does it to ask the tsara in Yibum or not? Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Masni Yachi, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak had a slightly different version of Rabbi Yochanan Shaila. That Amr Rav Chiya Bar Abba by Rabbi Yochanan, Hamachzer Gushasa Mishanisei Smahu. His Shaila was actually about Rachel, was about the Grusha. Amar Le Rav Ami, to which Rav Ami said back, V'tibay Loch Tzarasa, why don't you ask about the Tzara? And to that Rabbi Yochanan said, that Tzarasa like me Baili, the Alun Kavachaymer Lamidchi Tzara. Now know about the Tzara, I have no Shailas. Avada she's able to do Yibam, because the Kavachaymer is not going to go ahead and ask the Tzara. Alakikami Baili Higufa. My Shailas is only on the Machzer Grusha, on the Grusha herself. My. Mi Alun Kavachaymer B'makai Mitzvah Eloi Lamaisa, he has a Mitzvah to be Miyabim her. So do we say that the Kavachaymer goes and asks the Yibam or not? To which the Gemara says, Amar Lei, he said back to him that Tanisua Luchari is a Raya from the Mishnah, and these are the same two Rayas that the Gemara brought previously. The Mishnah says, Aisa'achas Kesheira V'achas Psula. If one of Reuven's wives are kasher, one of them is pasul, and then they fall to Shimon, so says the Bray, says the Mishnah, Im haya chayla itzchaylitz lepsula, v'im haya miyabim miyabim l'ksheira. The chalitza should be to the pasul one, if he goes the chalitza rail, and if he does yibam, he can do yibam with the ksheira. Now, my ksheira, my psula. What does it mean, ksheira, psula? Ilay me ksheira, ksheira la'alma, psula, psula la'alma. If it means to the world, meaning to a kayin, one of them is a grusha who's pasul l'kayin, and one of them is a ksheira, she's not a grusha. Well, Kevin lo didei chazia, if he's not a kain, so they're both mutter to him, my nafkalemina. Why is the Mishnah very specific? Who he does chalitza with, who he does yibam with, he's mutter to both of them. Let him do whatever he chooses. Elulav ksheira ksheira lei, psula psula lei. We must mean that one of them is kasher to him, and the other one is pasul to him. Umay niu. Now what type of psula are we talking about? Can't be mamish, a real lav, or an essay, a real psul like that, because then I wouldn't need the Mishnah to tell it to me. Rather, what's the Mishnah discussing? It's referring to Machzer Grushasai, it's referring to Machzer Grushasai. The Katani, and yet the Mishnah says that Mahay miyabim, yabim l'ksheira. It says that if he wants to do yibam with the ksheira, he could. So what do you see? That the tzara of the Machzer Grushasai is mutter. To which the Gemara says that like ksheira la'alma, psula la'alma. That when it said ksheira, ksheira men la'alma, psula men, so she's a grusha, so she's usher to a kaye. Udika Amr, that what you asked, that came under the didei chazi my nafkalemina, since they're both mutter to him, what do we care? I'll tell you why we care, and we're very specific who he does the chalitza with. Mishum Rav Yosef, Amr Rav Yosef, Kanshana, Rebbe taught us some derech eretz, that l'yishpuch adam e'bayrei v'achirim tzrichim lahem. Don't throw out your what's garbage to you when it's needed by someone else. And therefore, you shouldn't do chalitza to Shprinza, you shouldn't do chalitza to the tzara, because in the meantime, Shprinza is mutter to a kayin, she's not a grusha. If Shimon goes ahead and does chalitza to her, so he's going to ask her to kahuna, because a chalitza has an isa derabanan to marry a kayim. So if he's doing chalitza, he shouldn't do it to the kshera. Instead, he should do it to the psula, to the one, to the grusha, who's anyways asked to a kayim. And in that way, he's not throwing out the water that other people need. If he does chalitza, so to speak, to the kasher, it's like throwing out the water that other people need. Because she's, in the meantime, she's muta to a kayim. That's the pshat of the Mishnah, but nothing to do with the Isser of Machzer Grushasai. So says the Gemara Tashma, another raya, HaMachzer Grushasai Mishanisei, He Vitzarasa Chaylatzas. It says that if a person, in this case, a Reuven's married to two women, one of them is a Machzer Grushasai, and Reuven dies, so Shimon does Chalitza to both of them. Now that doesn't make any sense. He Vitzarasa Sakadaitach, you think Shimon has to do Chalitza to both of them? He only has to do Chalitza to one, that's for sure. Definitely not to both. Ela'ema Aihi Aitzarasa. He does Chalitza either to her, to Rachel, or to Shprinza. Well, says the Gemara, that's not a raya either, that there can't be Ibam with the Tzara, because V'lav Terutzi Kometartztala, didn't you anyways have to fix up the Girsa of the Braisa? So once you're fixing it up, so Taratzachi, fix it up like this, don't stop there, say, Hi Chaylatzes, Sarasa, Hi Chaylatzes, Amis Yavemes, and really the Tzara's Machzer Grushasai is Mutter B'Ibam. So says the Gemara now, new halacha. So we spoke about tzara saita, now we spoke about the shayla of a tzara's machshagushasai. A third type of tzara, amar glibi bamamel, amar mar ukva, amar shmuel, tzara's mamenes asura. If you have Reuven who's married to Bracha, to Rachel and to Shprinza, he's married to Rachel and Shprinza, and Rachel is a katana, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Reuven has two brothers, Shimon and Levi, and Rachel goes and she does miyun to Shimon, so Shmuel Shita is that once she does miyun to Shimon, so now she's asur to Shimon. She's mutter to Levi, but she's asur to Shimon. Says Shmuel, the tsaras mamenes is also asura. So the Gemara explains, the Gemara clarifies, Laman, who is the tsaras mamenes asur to? Ilemu la'achim, it can't be referring to Levi that she's asur to Levi, because hashta he gufa sharia, if the tsara, if the mamenes herself, if Rachel herself, is mutter to Levi, damar Shmuel, miyana bezeh, mutaris bezeh, so tsarasa mi bai, is it needed that the tsara is also mutter to Levi? That's pasha, that's for sure not. She's not asr to Levi. Ela ledidei, when Shmuel said that tsaras mamenes is asura, he meant ledidei, he meant to the Shimon, the one that the mamenes did miyan to, so to that brother, the tsara is also asr to. Now says the Gemara, what's the pshat? Who mentioned the mamenes the shari la'achin the lay of the bumaisa? Why is it that we say Rachel the mamenes? She's mutter to Levi because Levi wasn't involved in the miyun. So you see, people that weren't involved in the miyun remain mutter to tzarinami lay of the bumaisa. So you should also say that Shprinza's mutter to Shimon because Shprinza wasn't involved in the miyun. That same logic. So says the Gemara in a chanami, you're right. The etzem she should not be asr to Shimon, but gzeira mishum tzaras bita mamenes. The reason why we asr Shprinza to Shimon is because there is a case where the other wife does miyan to Shimon and Shprinza does become asr. So since there is a case and that's by tzaras bita mamenes, so therefore we say that in this case, even though it's not a bita, it's just a regular case of tzaras mamenes, we also say that Shprinza is asr. The case of tzaras bita mamenes is if Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinza, Bracha being Shimon's daughter, and Reuven dies without having any children, and Bracha does miyan to Shimon, so then the halacha is that Shprinza is considered like a tzaras erva. She's a tzaras bitoy, and she's asr to Shimon. So since we have a case of a tzaras mamenes where it's asr, tzaras bita mamenes, so therefore we say also in this case of tzaras mamenes that Shprinza is asr to Shimon. Now ask the Gemara, wait a second, why is that even true? But tzaras bita mamenes mi asira? Is that true in that case that we just drew out where Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinza, and Bracha does miyan to Shimon, so now Shprinza is asr? But tanan, our Mishnah seems to say mamish faker. The Mishnah says the kulan and meisua miyan utaris say mutaris. It says that if the erva, let's say in this case where Bracha does miyan, so it says that then the tzara becomes mutter. She's not a tzara's erva anymore. Shprinza is mutter to Shimon. Now the miyan ad b'man, who did Bracha do miyan to? Ilema the miyan ad b'bal that she did miyan to Reuven, her husband, before Reuven died. Can't be, because Hainu Grusha. The Mishnah says also, if she gets divorced, so then the tzara is mutter. And if she did miyan to Reuven, so then that's the same case of Grusha, for all intents and purposes. El lav biyavim, it must be the Mishnah is referring to a case where she did miyan to Shimon, to her father. And still the Mishnah says that Shprinza is mutter to him. So you can't say that tzaras mamenes is aser to a case of tzaras bita mamenes, because tzaras bita mamenes is mutter. So says the Gemara, Laila Ilam Bebal, really we're discussing a case where she did miyan to the husband, to Reuven, Utrei Gavni Gerishin, and there's two types of Gerishin, there's Gerishin Mamish, and then there's miyan, but really we're talking about where she did miyan to Reuven. But Eina Chanami, when she does miyan to her father, to Shimon, so then Shprinza is Aser. I ask the Gemara, what's the pshat in that? Umayshna kimiyana bebal de akrinul nesuin, the akrinul nesuin, kimiyana biyavim nami nesuin, kamayka akra. When she does miyan to Reuven, why does Shprinza become mutter? Because she undoes, when by doing miyan, so Rachel undoes the kedusha lamafreya. So even when she does miyan to Shimon, lamaisa, once she expresses the fact that she doesn't want that marriage anymore, so it becomes undone lamafreya, it's like it never happened. Vemela Shprinza is not a tzaras erva, so even if Bracha does miyan to Shimon, to her father, it should still come out that Shprinza should be mutter to Shimon. So it says the Gemara in a chanami, in terms of actual lumdus in halacha, you're 100% right. However, there's a gzeira. Umishum detani rami bar yecheskel. Detani rami bar yecheskel, miyana bebaal mutaris la'aviv, b'yavam asurur la'aviv. You have a case, Reuven and Shimon, they're both children of Yaakov. And Reuven is married to Rachel. And so the halacha is Rachel's not allowed to marry Yaakov at that point. Yaakov's her father-in-law. Now if Rachel's the katana and she does the miyun to Reuven, So then Lamafreya, she was never married to Reuven. Mamela Yaakov was never her father-in-law, and she's allowed to marry Yaakov. That's the lach of she does me into Reuven. However, if she was still married to Reuven and Reuven died, and then she fell to Yibum to Shimon, and she does me into Shimon, so even though in Lamdis it uproots the marriage of Lamafreya, she was never married to Reuven or to Shimon, still she becomes Aser to Yaakov. Now what's the pshat? Alma mishas nefila nearest kekalasai. The reason why in that case where she falls to Shimon she's aser is because at that point, being that she had a nefila to Shimon, machmas, that marriage to Reuven, even though it's true she uproots it lamafreya, but being that there was some sort of manifestation of that marriage because there was a nefila to Shimon, so that makes it seem like Yaakov is her father-in-law, like she's Yaakov's daughter-in-law. And being that that's the case, so they're author to each other. So the same thing with our case of Tzara's Vita Mamenes, Hachanami, Bishas Nefila, nearest Kitzara's Vita. If Bracha only does the Mian to Shimon, if she does Mian to Reuven, she uproots the marriage of Mafreya, so in Hachanami, if Reuven then dies, Sprinza is Mutter to Shimon. But if she was married to Reuven at the time that Reuven died, and now she falls to Shimon, being that there was a Nefila, so Sprinza seems like a Tzara's Vita. Being that she seems like a Tzara's Vita, in that case she'll be Aser, and Chazal Asered even in a case where she didn't fall with a bas. She fell with a sama, mamenes, tsaris mamenes, but the asered tsaris mamenes, also this case of tsaris bitai mamenes.